This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We've looked at various psalms recently. Let's continue by doing a chapter study of Psalm 32. Read it in a number of translations, then identify a title to capture what is said. My choice for a title is Experiencing Spiritual Deliverance. Reflecting further, I chose verses 1 and 2 as key verses. The significant truth, spiritual deliverance comes when log jams are removed by acting on what God requires and trusting in the flow of God's grace. For cross-references, I listed 1 John 1, 5-10 and Isaiah 59, 1 and 2. A question I pondered, how long will God wrestle with someone who refuses to acknowledge and confess his sin? You might come up with other questions. Next, I developed an outline. I found 3 points: the wrong way to seek spiritual deliverance, the right way to find spiritual deliverance, and the results when we experience spiritual deliverance. Now let's amplify point one. Psalm 32:3 says, "When I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was sapped as in the heat of summer." This describes deep conviction. Yet the psalmist kept silent, stuffing his feelings. That's one thing to avoid if you want to find spiritual deliverance. Verse 9 says, "Do not be like the horse or the mule, which have no understanding, but must be controlled by bit and bridle, or they will not come to you." Horses and mules are stubborn. Don't be like them. Humbly submit to God. It's wrong to be silent or stubborn when convicted by God.